I'd like to call to order the UTEMCO Board of Directors meeting of January 15th, 2016. The time is 11:21 a.m. First order of business is a motion for the November 18th, 2015 minutes to incorporate it into the record. Are there any
changes? Bill Adams
has left the conference.
Are there any changes or modifications needed to the minutes? If not, may I have a motion to incorporate the minutes?
No motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion passes. Second order of business, is there, does anyone have a need to go into executive session hereafter?
No.
All right. That being the case, then Lee.
Bill Adams.
Has
Lee,
joined the conference.
Lee, I would ask, could you provide your compensation committee report to the board?
Yes, thank you, Jeff. The compensation committee met in executive session and discussed the plan for the compensation plan for the year ending August 31st, 2016, and recommendations by Bruce, the CEO, for adjustments to that and the admission of Appendix C, which sets target and maximum compensation levels in the plan. So that has been completed, and the compensation committee recommends to the board that we accept the plan and the changes to exhibit C. We also recommend, you know, put the very members of the UTEMCO staff into the plan in their named positions, and we have also reviewed and approved the qualitative goals that are set for this year, 2016. And so it's a recommendation of the compensation committee that we approve, that the board approve all three of those resolutions. Do we need to take those one at a time, Jeff, or
Gary?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
All right, Lee, you want to offer those up one at a time?
Okay. So, first of all, the compensation committee recommends that we approve. You know, we've had a discussion and appropriate action related to the amendment of Appendix C of the UTEMCO compensation plan effective September 1, 2015. We recommend that the board approve that amendment.
And that comes as a recommendation, so I guess we need a second and a vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Next, we have had a discussion and appropriate action related to the designation of the employees in the eligible positions as participants in the UTEMCO compensation plan, and the compensation committee recommends that the board accept those designation of employees in eligible positions.
Great. Is there a motion?
So this is Bill Adams. I move approval.
David Beck, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Third, the Compensation Committee recommends that the qualitative performance goals of the participants in the UTEMCO compensation plan be approved.
Right. Yeah. Is there a motion? Is there a motion for this?
So moved. David Beck.
Second. Bill Adams.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Lee, any further business for you in the compensation committee?
No, I just want to thank all the members of the committee and Bruce for working through this in a very systematic way and careful and thoughtful way. And we look forward to the implementation of that plan and continued great work at UTEMCO.
Yeah, likewise, Lee. I really thank you very much for lots of hard work and lots of time spent, as well as the other committee members. You know, it's been, I think it's been a thoughtful process that is well defined now, gives us a lot of clarity, and hopefully is a nice stepping stone as to kind of moving forward on a consistent compensation structure with more transparency and clarity. So I couldn't be more pleased with Lee, the work that you've done, and Bruce and the committee. So thanks very much. I appreciate that. So with that, if there is no further business, I believe that we stand adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen, for all your help, and ladies, and we will talk to you at our next board meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
David Beck
has left the conference.